الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويسبح الرعد بحمده والملائكة من خيفته، ويرسل الصواعق فيصيب بها من يشاء وهم يجادلون في الله وهو شديد المحال. صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, in tonight's Taraweeh, with the help and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have commenced and also completed the 13th surah of the Qur'an, namely Surah Al-Ra'd, which was revealed in the holy land of Medina Tayyibah after the completion of Hijrah. And therefore we find in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses some of the fundamental elementary articles of our faith, such as His oneness, the messengership of His messenger, resurrection after death, accountability of one's deeds, and so on. And the literal translation of this word Ra'd means thunder. And the reason for which the surah was named Ar-Ra'd was due to the verses I've recited before you, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that the thunder hymns His praises and glorifies Him by engaging in His tasbih. Although in another verse Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, that every creature, every living being, everything that has life, hymns the praises of Allah and glorifies the Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, but you insan, you do not have the ability to understand the tasbih of these creations of Allah. If we have to study this verse, we will realize that if we go back to science, we learn in science that the lightning is actually an electric light that runs through a thunder cloud high up in the atmosphere, where there are these small, tiny, minute, icy, frozen droplets that collide and they meet each other. And you have the positive and the negative component that meet, that creates some light, and that light then gives off a screech or a scream that is called thunder. And this which we learn in science only testifies to the accuracy of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is reported in Sunan Tirmidhi, that once the Jews of Medina got together and they wanted to test the accuracy and the genuineness of his divine inspiration to see whether he is a genuine prophet or not. So they prepared some questions and they approached the Nabi of Allah and they presented their questions before him. One of the questions that they presented before him was, Ya Abul Qasim, which was his kunya, his title. Oh, the father of Qasim, tell us something about thunder. How is thunder created? So Nabi alayhi salam explained, there's an angel who has been deputed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take charge of the clouds. And he has in his hand whoops created from fire, made from fire and flame that gives off heat. And this angel of Allah takes these whoops that have been created from fire and he drives the clouds with these whoops. So you have heat and you have coldness coming together. And this creates a collision in the cloud between all these frozen droplets that then gives off a lightning, and that lightning creates some sound. And this is exactly what was proven in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Jews were very happy and content and satisfied with this answer and they went back home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse states that even the thunder, when we hear the thunder, then that is also making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Tabarani rahimahullah is narrated on the authority of Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma under the tafsir of this verse, that once they were traveling with Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, and late at night, they were afflicted by a very severe hailstorm, lightning and thunder, and they were gripped with fear. So amongst them was a very great scholar by the name of Ka'b al-Ahbar, who initially was a Jewish rabbi. He then embraced Islam and he became a tabi'i, one who was fortunate to see the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ka'b al-Ahbar tells them, I will teach you a very great dua and a very beautiful supplication to be recited at the time of lightning and thunder. And this dua is, سُبْحَانَ مَنْ يُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ سُبْحَانَ مَنْ يُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. The exact same verse, adding the word سُبْحَانَ at the beginning. Glory be to that being who even the thunder engages in his tasbih. Glory be to that that and being who all his angels glorify in him his praises out of fear for him. Ka'b al-Ahbar then tells them, if you recite this dua, I guarantee you, Allah will protect you from the harms and the evils of this thunder and the storm. So they recited this dua thrice. The next morning they get up, the weather cleared, and they see the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, covering his nose. They asked him the reason for doing so. So he informed them that last night, his nose got slightly injured because of the hailstorm. So they informed him of the dua that Ka'b al-Ahbar had taught them. Umar radiallahu anhu told him, هَلَّا أَعْلَمْتُمُونِي. Why didn't you teach me the dua last night? Why didn't you come last night and tell me this dua? So that I could also recite this dua with you and Allah will save me and grant me afia. We had a very severe thunderstorm last night. If only you taught me this dua, I would have also been saved from the harms of this thunderstorm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in this verse that وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِ, that the thunder hymns his praises and all the angels also glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear for Allah Rabbul Izzah's majesty, his grandeur, Allah's supremacy. So they also praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on with the surah, after a few pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives you and I the formula to earn peace of mind, satisfaction of heart. And Allah clearly states, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. You're looking for satisfaction of heart, peace of mind. You're looking for comfort and solace. That will only be found in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true believers, they find itmi'nan in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, Allah states, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The dhikr of Allah, that's the greatest thing. There can be nothing greater than the dhikr of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam explains in a hadith that Qiyamah will not take place as long as there's one human being in the world who is taking the name Allah, Allah. This is the power of the name Allah. Ulama explained that the dhikr of Allah is the only action that will continue even in the year after. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appears in many books of ahadith. وَيُلْهَمُونَ التَّسْبِيحِ. The inmates of Jannah, naturally they will make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah is the only righteous deed which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the importance of its quality and quantity. You look at the other actions, part of our deen, Allah Rabbul Izzah puts emphasis on the quality. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. Allah wants to test you and see which one of you beautifies his actions. That more emphasis is given to the quality than the quantity. Do a little, but do it with beauty and perfection, and that is beloved in the eyes of Allah. But when it comes to the dhikr of Allah, both are greatly emphasized. The quality of our dhikr and the quantity of our dhikr. وَأُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. That throughout wherever Allah speaks about his dhikr, Allah says, Allah brings the word kathir. That those who remember Allah abundantly, those who excessively engage in the dhikr of Allah. Likewise, we find that sending salat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is also one part of dhikr, is also one method of dhikr, that too also Nabi alayhi salam emphasizes to increase our quota of durood. فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِن صَلَاتِكُمْ. Increase your durood upon me. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the true qualities of the dhakirin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us true itmi'nan of our heart and true peace of mind in dhikr. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.